Great. Hi, my name is Jess Shane. I'm here on May 27th, 2026, in Hudson, New York, at on Greenwood Street.
Glenwood Boulevard.
Glenwood. I'm doing great. Glenwood Boulevard at Judge Richard Kowiek's house. I'm here interviewing Judge Richard about the for the Community Library Voices and Sound Archive at Oral History Summer School, and we've just met today. Judge Richard Kowiek, could I ask you to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Richard Kowiek. I'm a former county court judge in Columbia County, and I'm a lifelong resident here in the city of Hudson.
I'm wondering if you could tell me about a gathering space for you in your early life.
Well, there were many places that we played, which were often gathering spaces for my friends in the neighborhood. I started my life by being brought home from Columbia Memorial Hospital to where we lived on the 500 block of Warren Street. And when I got old enough to get a key to the house that we, in which we lived, I met the friends, my friends from the neighborhood, some of whom I'm still very friendly with and play golf with, 65-ish. Plus years later. One of the places we gathered was the area, two parts, in Prison Alley, between the on the 500 block where we played baseball, and adjacent to the alley where the municipal parking lot is now, we also played baseball and other games, my friends and I, frequently. We spent other gathering spaces at the Little League field and other places where we could often play ball or hang out or just be with each other. When I was a little older and was sent to Hebrew school with a separate set of friends, not completely separate, but mostly a different set of friends, we spent a fair amount of time together. I was a little bit older by then. The fields moved to the lower field of the then high school, which is now the elementary school. The track adjacent to the lower field. Tennis courts, when I was even a little bit older than that. I played tennis as frequently as I could through my 30s, and other places, friends' houses, and my house as well. Over the summers, my parents were fortunate enough to have a cottage at Copaic Lake, and we gathered to play ball and fish and swim and water ski and all kinds of activities out there.
What were the big communities that you considered yourself as a part of at that time?
I was part of Hudson. I'm born and raised a Blue Hawk, which, if you're not familiar, is the mascot for Hudson High School. One of the first songs my mother taught me was the high school anthem, and believe me, you don't want me to sing it. The other things that we did at that time.
What communities you saw yourself as a part of?
Oh, I was an active Boy Scout and rose to the rank of Eagle Scout as well. I am Jewish by heritage, and I was part of the local Jewish community. I played a fair amount of tennis, so I was part of the tennis community. My parents had many families and friends, both locally and throughout the Northeast, and I was part of that community. I had a great, great upbringing through my parents.
Was there a memory that came to mind when you said you had a great upbringing?
Not one. My parents were great people. They were kind, considerate. They were community oriented. They saw that we had absolutely what we needed and more. They were not afraid to make us work, but they were local merchants on Warren Street in Hudson owning a toy store from 1950 to 2003 when my sister, who had taken over the business, ended up closing it to move in another direction.
What kind of work did they get you to do?
At 7 years old, I was sweeping the front of the store whenever I was nearby. During Christmas time, it was an all-hands-on-deck process to get through the season, and I was put to work restocking shelves, marking prices on items, waiting on customers, carrying out packages for customers, and making change the old-fashioned way, not by the computer that's now in the register.
How did you feel about your work in the store?
It was part of life. There was no option. I'm not the only one. Many of my friends worked in their family's retail businesses. My brother and my sister both worked in the store as well, and my sister actually took over the store from my parents around the turn of the century.
I'd love to hear about your relationship with your siblings.
I have two siblings. My brother is 3 years younger and lives in Arizona and has for his entire adult life. My sister lives in nearby Clarbrook. Like I said, she took over the store from my parents and expanded it in ways that were probably foreign to my parents, but she was comfortable trying. My brother grew up to be a country western musician and also many other interests, agricultural in nature frequently, being a hydro seeder and a plant salesman, and developed enough knowledge of the Sonoran Desert in the Southwest to have written 3 books.
What was the Jewish community like here when you were growing up?
I was very fortunate because there were 5 or 6 of my friends who were born within a few weeks of me, coupled with another group of young men who were born a few months later, and we constituted a rat pack. We were in school together and in the same classroom together, many of us. If not, we were close enough. We were in Boy Scouts together. We did activities together. We socialized together. and it was a good group of people to still to be associated with. I still am very cordial with most of them today. Most of the Jewish families were either professionals or retail merchants in Hudson. And so I knew even people who didn't have children my age, I knew most of the parents.
Did that feel like an important part of your identity growing up?
It was one part of it. But in that we were Jewish and we knew it, and went to Hebrew school, and we went to Sunday school as part of Hebrew school, and I was bar mitzvahed here in Hudson, one of the second to last bar mitzvah at the old synagogue, which is now the Shiloh Baptist Church on the first block of Warren Street before it moved to Greenport about a year and a half later. And it's just part of life.
Were there any was your relationship with it spiritual or cultural? Tell me about how you related to these spaces of, I don't know, Jewish culture.
As I said, it was just part of life. There was part of it was clearly religious, because particularly prior to being bar mitzvahed, we attended Saturday morning services. There was enough of a age contemporary Jewish population that we actually had our own service carved out every Saturday morning for us. But one of the interesting things about Hudson, particularly when I was a kid, and I think it shows best in the high school soccer team on which I participated my senior year, is that at the time I was going through the grades in the mid and late 1960s, Hudson fairly represented many of the minorities or ethnicities in this country at approximately the same rates as they projected out nationally, with probably the exception of Hispanics. So my soccer team consisted of, in part, three kids who were Jewish, three who were Italian, three who were Polish over from Poland, three who were Irish, and three who were Black. And those were my teammates, and many were my buddies.
Is there anyone from that group that still is in your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jimmy Dallas was on the team my senior year. I still play golf with in the same league on Monday night. I'm still very friendly with Pat Malloy. Pat lives around the block from here, and we see each other socially and for golf. Harry Schnitzer has moved away, but I still maintain contact. Wayne Cookerstein is a retired corrections officer. Moved to Florida, but I see he and his family whenever they're around. And there's a couple others on the team that I still see locally and very cordial each other and say hi and how you doing, and it's a nice, pleasant memory.
When was the first time that you felt like a grown-up?
I don't want to be a grown-up now. You take on different responsibilities at different times in your life, and it never changes. It always changes, excuse me. When I was 13, I probably thought I was grown up because of the responsibilities that I was given. But by the time I was 16, I wasn't as grown up at 13. I wouldn't have viewed myself as 13 as being grown up, although I did at the time. When I went to college, I was clearly grown up, except that I wasn't. When I came out of law school, I must have been grown up. And each time there's a little more added to layers, a few more layers added to your life that, you know, and then all of a sudden you get married to a lovely person to whom I am still married many years later, and that would be coming on 41 years. And I have 3 grown children, and then probably most people would say, yeah, you've grown up.
What made you decide to go to law school?
I knew that I wanted to be in a profession. I knew that probably the sciences would limit my ability to be a doctor, or my family came from a, come from a family of dentists. And it appeared to be intriguing, and it fit the bill allowing me to live in a community like Hudson. I wasn't necessarily coming back to Hudson when I started law school, but I'm very thankful that I got the opportunity to come back.
What brought you back?
On the personal side, friends and family. On the professional side, a job offer. And the ability to make a living, grow and develop, and work in the community.
What kind of work did you want to do in the community?
As part of a community, you often take on responsibilities more than just what you're paid for. And it's not me, that's just, those are the fibers and the threads that hold the community together. I was a very active volunteer fireman in Hudson for about 10 years, and I am still a life member of one of the local fire companies. I have been on the board of the Second Show, a community resource, a secondhand thrift store, for 30 or 40 years. I served time as a member of the board of directors of the Columbia Memorial Hospital for a term in the mid-90s. And I was on the school board in the mid-90s for a term. I continue to serve the community, not only on the Second Show, but I sit on the board of the Columbia Green Habitat for Humanity Board, and I've done so for 8-plus years. And I also sit on another board that's related to the school district. In addition, I have volunteered my time. I think by the last count when I did it, I had coached 23 seasons of youth teams in soccer, swimming, softball, and other activities.
Where Were there things you felt like were missing in Hudson where you were, that you were growing up, when you were growing up, that informed your level of involvement today?
No. I didn't think, I was a kid. I didn't think like that. Other than the fact that my parents were active, my mother did the various chains in the various school districts for parent PTAs, working up the chain of responsibility in many schools, because she had three children in the school simultaneously. My father was on an initial board of the youth department in the 50s and early 60s and served as the chairman of various planning agencies in the early 60s and since the inception of the planning board well into this century as well. So I had role models who were community activists is the wrong term. They were community oriented and involved people. And we continue that today. My wife is also active, very active in the Friends of the Hudson Area Library Association and other activities.
Tell me about the beginnings of your legal career when you came back to Hudson.
Like many young attorneys, I was an eager young pup. Everybody knows the energy level of a good puppy dog who could run around chasing their tail and never quite catch it and never understanding why. I worked for a local firm called then Rapport & Myers. It still exists in a current form today. And I did many of the things that young attorneys in upstate New York and small communities did. Especially in the late 70s and early 80s, before there was a higher degree of specialization, you were expected to be able to be a jack of all trades. Be able to go in court, be able to do a real estate transaction, be able to search a title, be able to do an estate and plan an estate for people. Now it's much, much more specialized. But those are the things that I did. I spent an early portion of my career through my initial job working with the Columbia County Department of Social Services as their attorney.
What does that mean? What does that look like?
That was a responsibility, and this was through the partners in the firm who had the contract, because it was a private contract at the time. Now there are public attorneys who do the same work, but there were various divisions within the Department of Social Services. I often went to court early in my career representing them to do collection work for child support. If there was any Medicaid fraud, or other money that they needed collected, I was asked to help them try to collect that money. There was general legal advice to be provided, and I did the best that I could providing them the best advice that I could. And also, still to today, through today, the county social services agencies are responsible to bring cases of suspected child abuse and neglect against responsible parties. And I ultimately became responsible for those as well. All of this was under the guidance and supervision of the two partners in the firm for whom I worked.
How did that impact you?
It was part of the responsibilities, so you did it. Am I sensitive to that? Yes, I was very sensitive and maintained a high degree of sensitivity for the vulnerability of children through my time on the bench at the end of my career as well.
What does sensitivity mean in the context of Hudson?
I think it could be best summed up by what I tried to do on the bench when I was in county court level matters, and that I tried to remember that while I could have had 40 or 50 cases on my docket on any given day, and that this case was, that the case before me was just another one of those 40 or 50. That for the people involved in that particular case, it may very well have been the most important thing that was going on in their life at that time. And I tried my best to be sensitive to those kinds of issues in that position.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
How did you hold all that responsibility?
As a judge?
As a judge, as a person?
Your responsibilities, as a person, you, to a certain extent, there are many things that I brought home very upset about, and my wife helped work through those. And they were just part of being the, as a judge, that's part of the job. You learn to keep it in perspective as best you can. Don't lose sight of anything particularly heinous, but it has to be dealt with. So you're the one, that's what they elected you for, to deal with it, so you deal with it.
When did you become a judge?
I became a city court judge in January of 2008. The city court position is what they would call a local court position, which was primarily a low-end criminal court, small claims for civil matters and evictions. And I worked in city court as a part-time judge, because that's all the position called for here in Hudson, for 3 years before I went to the county court bench. In county court, I was a judge for 12 years. That I was given responsibility, as many judges in relatively small and rural communities have, to do the surrogate work, which is the probate work or estate supervision, family court, which could be anything from abuse and neglect and juvenile delinquency proceedings and custody and sometimes support, criminal law for felony level crimes, and later on, after 2 years, and for the last 10 years of my career, I was also an acting Supreme Court Justice full time, and I was given responsibility for civil cases as well.
Are there any cases that you're particularly proud of?
Probably the answer to that is none that stand out. I did make some law in certain areas. And also, I tried my best in every case. But there are some cases for which I've gotten international notoriety. And other cases which have some precedence. There was, every now and then though, I hear, and I hear it often third hand or every now and then even directly, even from my city court days, words to the effect about, I didn't necessarily like what you did to me at the time you did it. You know, sentenced me to probation, sentenced me to community service. But it was a fair result. And it's made me a better person as a result. So I have no particular case that stands out as my favorite case.
How do you feel about the justice system broadly?
Because I still hold a position as a judicial hearing officer, I'm not going to comment on the current state of the state or federal judiciary.
Have you seen things change in how the law is expected to work over the course of your career?
Many of the substantive rules of law and guidelines of law have not changed. Their application, and particularly the introduction of computers, has sped things up and in many cases leveled the playing field between the big firms which could just have out-manpowered you and the little ones because of the ability of computers to provide high-speed, high-tech access to information quickly. What AI will do to the future of law, I think, remains to be seen, and clearly I have not been a person who has followed that as closely as others still practicing actively.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not competent to comment on what the future will hold. That's not a good field for me to prognosticate. You want to talk about the ability of the Knicks to win the NBA tournament? I'll give you my advice, my opinion on that, but not on AI and the law.
What makes you feel really passionate about the work that you do?
I'm currently retired, for the most part. I do a little bit of JHO work, very little. I do community service to a large extent, but I'm mostly retired. If the question made me passionate about what I did the last 15 years, I went to work as a judge, 3 from city court and 12 from the county court level, looking forward to going to work almost every day. I enjoyed the people with whom I worked, from security staff and the custodians in the building to the clerks that watched my back 100%, through fellow judges who, if you had issues, you could talk informally with them and they would be happy to provide their opinion or direction or guidance. Some of the substance of the work was always depressing, but you did your best to fight through that and did the best job you possibly could.
What depressed you about it?
What depressed me about it? I don't like to often the abuse of children, whether it's sexual, physical, verbal, the abuse of one party by another, and many situations in family court, particularly the cases involving abuse and neglect, you'd see, or in criminal court, you'd see the underbelly of society that we tend not to want to think is there, but is there.
Over the course of doing this kind of work, how has your view of humanity changed?
I don't think it's changed. You know, by the time I became a judge, I was in my mid to late 50s. I had had exposure through the newspapers, through some cases in practice, some just general knowledge that, unfortunately, things like this happen. I probably got exposed to more of it when I became a judge than I would like to think existed around here, but it does.
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Okay.